Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. And welcome to our special Apple event preview edition of the show. If you're already watching on YouTube, then you know that there's video today. If not, go and check it out. Apple has officially announced its next special event, scheduled for 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, March 25th at Steve Jobs Theater in Apple Park in Cupertino, California. The theme for the event is cinematic, with an animating 4, 3, 2 Apple logo film countdown and the tagline, "It's Showtime," plus a teaser image of the Apple logo silhouette on a stage under a spotlight. And while that could just be the most boring, generic way to simply say, "Hey, we're having an event on stage," the tagline, "It's Showtime," is likely a clear nod to the preview of a new Apple video service that we expect to see previewed for the first time at Apple's now official March 25th event. The Apple video experience we expect will likely be a new Netflix-style subscription service with all new original TV shows exclusively available to Apple video subscribers. And these won't be the style of TV shows that we've seen from Apple so far. Remember the single season of Planet of the Apes, the Shark Tank-style, painfully tacky reality TV show with host Gwyneth Paltrow, Jessica Alba, will.i.am, and Gary Vee? Apple hopes the answer to that is no. The celebrity-singing-focused carpool karaoke show did see a second season for Apple Music subscribers, but that's not completely original content since the skit video series is based on the CBS Late Late Show with James Corden, just without James Corden. Instead, Apple's TV shows will likely be the same quality content that you'd expect to see on network and cable TV, or original content on Netflix or Hulu, or any other popular streaming video service. It all started in June 2017 when Apple hired two top Sony TV executives tasked with being Apple's tastemakers for choosing which new TV shows to buy and produce. TV shows that would almost certainly exist on Netflix or Hulu or any other popular streaming video service if these services weren't outbid by Apple when the idea for these TV shows were being sold to producers. And these Apple TV shows will have top Hollywood talent involved, including Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell and Aaron Paul, directors Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams, and Apple even has content deals with Sesame Street for kids programming and the legendary Oprah Winfrey, who will work with Apple to, quote, create original programs that embrace her incomparable ability to connect with audiences around the world, end quote. Apple hasn't officially announced its new video service yet. That's what the March 25th event is for. And we should expect to see big Hollywood names in attendance at the event. But Apple executives have teased out plans for future subscription services and a project focused on great storytelling, this. Apple also issued special press releases when it poached those Sony TV executives almost 2 years ago, and another for its multi-year content deal with Oprah. At the Apple event, we expect to learn a lot more, like how will the video service be distributed, how much will it cost, what will it be called, and when will it debut. Reliable reporting from Bloomberg and Variety say the service won't be ready until April or May, or even as late as this fall, after a summer of marketing TV shows before they premiere. Stars have reportedly been concerned about the Apple video service itself overshadowing the hype around each TV show. Possibly before Apple's video service launches, we expect to see Apple introduce a new way to subscribe to competing video services directly through the TV app on iPhone, iPad, and the Apple TV. Apple currently sells select video subscriptions for video apps, including Hulu, HBO, and until recently, Netflix, taking a percentage cut of the revenue generated from these subscriptions through the App Store. But the new arrangement will see closer integration with Apple's TV app, potentially integrating content from Apple's video service with content from other services like HBO, Showtime, and other channels. That feature could be part of iOS 12.2 and tvOS 12.2 software updates for iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV that are currently in beta and likely to be released after the March 25th event. The software update also enables support for HomeKit TVs, bringing smart TVs from LG, Sony, and Vizio to Apple's Home app on the iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Mac for the first time, while also adding Siri control, including through the HomePod smart speaker. And each of these TV brands will support AirPlay 2 for video, in addition to Samsung, which will gain the first ever iTunes Movies and TV Shows app for a smart TV. Apple previewed its new smart TV features back in January as part of the announcement during the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show, but we expect to hear more at the March 25th event with the focus on video. We also expect to see a major update to Apple News in iOS 12.2 and macOS Mojave, an upgrade that integrates another new Apple subscription service. The rumor dates back to this time last year when Apple announced during the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, that it would acquire the digital magazine bundle service Texture. At the special event later this month, Apple is also expected to unveil new features in the Apple News app called Apple News Magazines that will replace Texture and include access to premium magazines and possibly even news articles without paywalls for one monthly fee. Publishers like The Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, and New York Times are reportedly unhappy with the proposed revenue split of 50% between Apple and publishers, with half of the total revenue split based on views, but magazine publishers are reportedly pleased with the terms. At the special event, we expect to learn a lot more about this new Apple service as well, like how much will it cost, what all will it include, and could there be a media bundle for news, music, and video? What we don't expect to be announced at the March 25th event is hardware, specifically not AirPods or an iPad mini. That's according to BuzzFeed News, which was first to report the March 25th event time and place before Apple announced it. Holding the special event at Steve Jobs Theater without any hardware news would be notable. This is the first Apple event held at Steve Jobs Theater that isn't for a September iPhone announcement. However, and the venue is likely used to impress the roster of Hollywood stars who will be in attendance. So where does that leave hardware news? Apple's long overdue special AirPower wireless charging mat could come any day now, if it ever does ship. With reliable supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo expecting mass production between now and the end of June, Apple also has used the spring season to release new consumer iPads, saving the Pro models for summer or fall. This year, a new iPad mini that's been dubbed unlikely to make an appearance is at least rumored, and so is a new 10.2-inch iPad. But these could be released as press release announcements in the days before or weeks after the March 25th event. The same is true for AirPods. A new version with at least a wireless charging case and possibly even new features, including voice-activated Siri, could be coming any day now. But BuzzFeed News says they aren't tied to the event date, at least. So what we're left with is an Apple event, now officially scheduled for March 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that will be live-streamed and almost certainly include a preview of Apple's new video service, possibly with the first look of trailers for Apple's new exclusive TV shows, new features for adding more channels to Apple's TV app, more details about AirPlay 2 for video and HomeKit smart TV support, and Apple's plans for its Texture app going forward, and Apple News now. 9to5 Mac will cover the event in real time with live coverage and analysis, and stay tuned for more coverage of what we expect to see from Apple's March 25th event, now less than 2 weeks away. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week, and subscribe to youtube.com/9to5mac to see today's special event video edition of 9to5 Mac Daily.